Steve Waldman is president and co-founder of the Report for America Project, which is placing 225 young reporters in newsrooms across the country this year, including in KCAWs. On today's morning interview, Waldman speaks with Robert Woolsey about how the project got started and why Raven News was selected to participate.
Joining me on the telephone from Brooklyn, New York, is Steve Waldman. He's co-founder and president of Report for America. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
And I have Steve on the phone this morning because Raven Radio, KCAW, was one of around just over 200 newsrooms in the country who have gotten a reporter from the Report for America program. Her name is Erin McKinstry. She's going to be joining us in June. And Steve, we're over the top excited about this.
Well, we are too. The station was selected from a very competitive process. Hundreds of different news organizations around the country applied to get these great subsidized journalist positions, and the judges selected you all among, I think it ended up being 160 or so newsrooms. So, and the way that worked was that we asked newsrooms to identify gaps in coverage, as well as having good editing and things like that. And so you all made such a compelling case that there were really important communities there that weren't getting adequately served, that we were really excited to place someone there.
Steve, how did it all get started? Who came up with the idea for Report for America, and how long has it been going?
It's been going about 3 years, and I came up with the idea partly. I've been a journalist almost my whole career, but I had a brief diversion about, it was more than 20 years ago, where I worked at AmeriCorps, the government agency, the National Service Program.
Yes, lots of AmeriCorps in Sitka. Yeah, we're very well acquainted.
Oh, okay, good. And I wrote a book about the creation of AmeriCorps, the legislation. It was kind of a Washington, how a bill becomes law kind of book. But during that time, which was, oh gosh, this would be going back to the 90s, I got very familiar with that world of the local community service programs that predated AmeriCorps, and then AmeriCorps itself, and that whole world. And flashing forward, when a few years ago I was involved in all these conversations about the collapse of local news, and the conversations tended to be on a kind of narrow track, and I kept just having these, I guess I would say, like acid flashbacks without the acid, about remembering these people I'd met and these programs that had been born in the community service world. And I kept thinking, there's something that the journalism world could learn from the community service world about structure, about mission. And so that was when I started noodling around the idea. And then I teamed up with an existing nonprofit group called the Ground Truth Project.
I love the fact that it's kind of rooted in AmeriCorps principles, because while not every AmeriCorps is young, that's not necessarily a criteria. Every AmeriCorps definitely enters the program with a sense of mission, and there definitely feels like there's this mission behind Report for America to restore what might have been lost when regional newspapers began to close down, and there was lots of consolidation and a lot fewer people doing the work than there used to be in the past.
Exactly. And so it's really supposed to, in a way, there's a financial crisis, which leads to the problems you're talking about. And I think it's associated with a kind of almost spiritual crisis, which is that most journalists get into this line of work with an actual public service mission in mind. It's not a profession you go into for the money or because people will like you more. So you tend to want to go in because you have some mission about democracy or giving voice to the voiceless or just helping to serve communities or being part of a community. But the business problems have gotten so severe that even that spirit tends to get ground out of people. Or they're just not given the opportunities. You know, one of the things that has been so exciting and inspiring is when we put out the call for journalists to apply, we got 1,800 applications, and, you know, good journalists and people with real experience, but who want to do local news and they want to do journalism that's meaningful and not just, you know, clickbait or sensationalist journal, really community service. So in some ways we're trying to establish or maybe reestablish the idea of local journalism as a public service. It's a, as a public service job, and that reporters should think about that and the community should think of it that way as they do their work.
People who've been listening to Raven Radio for many years know that we've had a fellowship program in place, and the fellows who come and work at the station, often they bring a lot of enthusiasm, energy. They also tend to be relatively newly minted reporters, but they do their work through the lens of public service, which is really exciting to us. And I think it's also a real benefit to our listeners because the energy is there to try and go just a little bit deeper. A lot of people know Ari Snyder is our current KCAW fellow in community journalism. We're going to be sort of mashing the our fellowship and our internship programs into this RFA project. So Ari's tenure is just about done. And as I mentioned, he's going to be replaced by a reporter named Erin McKinstry, who's going to be joining us from McCarthy, Alaska. And she has spent time at as an intern at Alaska Public Media in Anchorage. And it just seems like all the pieces have come together between the personnel and the mission. RFA just seems to have been a really great fit for us here at KCAW.
We're excited that we found Erin, who is a terrific reporter and has spent a good amount of time in Alaska. So it won't be a someone entirely parachuting into Alaska from abroad. You know, ultimately the community will tell her what the stories are, and you know, I sometimes say that this isn't really an eloquent way of putting this, but that this is not a saving journalism program, it's a saving communities program. Like, this is ultimately about getting communities the information they need, or helping them to tell their stories, or having accountability reporting in the case of government or other institutions. If the journalists aren't at the end of the day doing work that somehow or another helps the community, then there's something off.
We do have Erin for a year. We're very excited about that. And this is the third year overall of the project. What's your vision of RFA for the future as a program? Do you see it as a growing thing, or are you just trying to reseed journalism in some of these news deserts across the country?
Well, our goal is to get to 1,000 reporters in the field by 2024. So, you know, really, in order to make a dent on a national scale, I think we need to get to that level at least. And part of what we hope to do, most of the reporters actually end up doing 2 years in most communities. And the hope is that in the course of those 2 years, that we at Report for America work with the news organization to try to generate philanthropic support from the state or in the state to support local journalism, including this, but not only this. So, you know, the idea of supporting local journalism is a little bit new as a philanthropic matter other than in public radio. But the reality is that the business model collapse for newspapers is so severe that we have to get used to the idea that the nonprofit sector is going to be an important part of providing, you know, civically important local journalism. So ultimately, you know, whether it's foundations or individual donors or small contributors, things like that, we're hoping that we can help generate an understanding that good local journalism is like supporting the libraries or the museums or schools or things that are kind of public institutions. The hope is that the communities and the newsrooms are working toward building a kind of permanent capacity so that these either these positions can kind of live on for years and years, and that we're not completely dependent on, you know, the advertising based newspaper model to carry the entire freight anymore. If we succeed at that, then this could become not just a Band-Aid or sticking fingers in the dike, but a real way of changing the local news ecosystems, as they say.
I think that that message really resonates with the listeners of KCAW. They've been supporting the station now for 37 years. It's a relatively small town, but they have an appetite for journalism here that is so strong, and they've maintained the investment in the station.
Well, you all may end up being the model for everyone else.
Well, we're lucky to have that chance. Steve, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Same here. It's really wonderful.
Steve Waldman is co-founder and president of Report for America. Raven Radio is one of 160-some newsrooms across the country who will be receiving a Report for America reporter beginning in June. Our reporter's named Erin McKinstry. She'll be headed our way from McCarthy, Alaska. Thanks again, Steve.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.